Hello, everyone. Going to get started here. My name is Johnny Thomas. I am a program manager on the Excel team. Thank you guys very much for being here today and for coming out to Build. I want to also introduce down here is Frank Liu, another one of my esteemed colleagues on the Excel team, software engineer. He's the brains behind the operation. We're here to talk to you about data visualizations in Excel. So we've got a program manager from Excel, a software engineer from Excel. It's a presentation about Excel. So I want to start by talking to you about Power BI. Now, have you guys heard of Power BI custom visualizations? Getting some nods. Good. You're great. You're in the right place. What are they? Just for the few that may not be clear, it is a framework, basically, for building out new visualizations, right? You've seen this in Excel. You've seen this in Power BI. Most people's needs are oftentimes served by the core visuals, your bar charts, your line charts, your pie charts. But sometimes you get into this sticky space where the data, the scenario, the domain, the industry you're in really has a better suited visual that might serve a purpose. So something like the complex stacked bar chart here is really hard to understand when you're conveying lots of information. If it flipped over into something showing you like a storefront layout and then conveying your data on top of that storefront, it'd be much clearer for the scenario. That's what custom visuals enable you to do. Go outside of the scope of what the core visuals might allow you and develop something that's specific to the scenario. The Power BI custom visual framework is really about allowing you to do this with, you know, whatever open popular web technologies you might be familiar with, D3 libraries, running through JavaScript mainly. This can really unlock a brand new set of capabilities for users. And so it's a huge opportunity for developers to come in and help them understand their data in new and interesting ways. Power BI launched just about 2 years ago, and now what we've been excited to show you is how this is starting to get incorporated into Excel. But I want to talk a little bit more about this platform and the developer experience. The most important thing is, first off, there is a developer tool that the Power BI team offers that allows you to pull in various APIs, your web technologies, pull in those D3 libraries, as I mentioned, and work actually in real time when you're connected to the Power BI service to start developing your visual, debugging your visual, making code changes, and actually seeing how the system reacts. And all of these things that I'm touching on here, we're actually going to get into in a little bit, and so you can see these things actually working in motion. Besides having this great environment, there's also a marketplace that exists. So you can go out to store.office.com, and you'll see right now there are about 150 visuals out there that are available in the market. But this is a full-on marketplace for developers to interact with. It's integrated into the Power BI client. And what you know, as I mentioned, it's actually also the Office Store, right? So that's enabled a great opportunity, a very obvious opportunity for us to bring some more of these great technologies together. And that's what we've announced here at Build, is that these same custom visuals that are working in Power BI, we're now going to enable them to work in Excel with a native, consistent UI, which brings two important things to the experience. One, as a developer, you don't need to worry about the UI behind how do I connect with an Excel workbook. You leave that behind. You focus on building your visual just the way you would for Power BI. When it's plugged into Power BI, it uses Power BI's UI for connecting to data, for working with properties. When you pull over into Excel, again, it just picks up what the client has already built for you. The other part of this native UI that's really helpful is then you actually get a consistent experience regardless of the visual, which means it's easier for an end user to come in, pick up a visual they've never used before, and already start to understand the mechanics of how they work with this new visual, effectively a new chart type for Excel. And so as part of doing this and enabling this in Excel, we wanted to build it into the existing chart experience. So just like a user might go up and insert a bar chart by going into the ribbon, hey, this is the spot where they can go in and maybe explore new visuals. And when they find one they like, drop it into their workbook, start plugging away just like they would any other chart you might have seen before. So as I mentioned, just kind of overview of why users are so captivated by these custom visual experiences is the intuitive consumption of data, right? It's plugged into your domain, your scenario, your industry, a floor plan layout, something specific to a product, like if you're manufacturing airplanes and want to understand how the components of the airplane are being produced or their quality, you can actually diagram your data right on one of those airplanes. As I mentioned, we've got a ton of visuals already out there in the marketplace, so it's a growing active developer environment that we invite more people to come into and get that value of developing once and working across both Power BI and Excel. There's an option for users to either go out and grab one of those ones that's already out there for them or build it in-house. And that in-house scenario is really important when you look at the enterprise, who might have a very specific scenario, a very specific visual that they need to represent their data. So we want to make these enterprise ready. And on the Office side, what that means is these visuals function effectively like any other add-in you might have in Office. The administrator has controls over it, can easily deploy and push it out to users. Users can pull it in, see it as an entitlement, just like they would any other add-in. And so all in all, it feels like a very fluid experience from the administrator's accessing and pushing out the visual to users from the for when the user starts interacting with it as a basic chart. And for us, it's a very proud point, is that this is a real differentiator on the Microsoft BI stack that separates us when we look at the Power BI or the Gartner Magic Quadrant. And so it's just, again, been an exciting point for us to bring these over to Excel. And so what I want to do is kind of step you through a little bit of that experience. And I'll say, of course, this is a 20-minute session. It's not a deep dive on how you build one of these visuals. But I'm going to kind of touch on each of the points that you've already seen. And at the end of the presentation, I'll provide you with a little bit more resources on how you can learn more. We actually have a hands-on lab available for you to go out and practice building one of these visuals yourself. So I've got a few things up here. Just kind of, I'll start in my lovely place of the command prompt. As we mentioned, there is a tool already available from Power BI that helps you build these visuals. If I kind of hit PBI Viz, you can see I've got it all installed up here. Get a little bit of help on my Power BI custom visual tool. And the very most basic thing you can do in this tool is start to build a new visual. So I'm just going to, as an example, show you the, let's just call our new visual example. And what you're going to see up here on the upper right side of our screen is a new folder appear that's going to be called example. And this is essentially the anatomy of a Power BI visual. It's actually just built a base visual for us to start to go interact with and start modifying code, make changes. And I'll pop open one important document, the capabilities file. So the capabilities file is really the heart of the visual itself. Capabilities explain what are the data elements that I need for my visual, how do I connect to that data, and then the objects essentially represent format properties. So in this basic visual here, you see I've got two data components I need, something called the category data and something called the measure data. And then I've built here in our base visual something very basic with a format property called default colors. Now that's just actually, I only pulled that up to kind of step you through the tool itself and how you can get started on a visual. I've already got a visual already set up for myself here. It's called the dot plot. Now this dot plot is something that exists out in Power BI on our, or rather on our marketplace store. I've just sort of got the unpackaged version here in my on my computer. So I'm going to go into that dot plot folder, and I'm going to show you another one of those elements, which is the real-time debugging. So from my folder, I'm going to say PBI Viz start. And this is actually going to start running the visual. And what's happening here is it's compiling all the code up in that folder, getting my visual ready to run, and it's going to set up a local host that is now running, hosting that visual that I can now go over to the Power BI service I've got pulled up here and actually connect over and see how my visual is running. So I'm going to come over to this developer visual here. Expand it out a little bit and drop some data in. And you're going to see what I'm running here is this nice little dot plot. So it's kind of reminiscent of a bar chart, but now I've got these circles representing my data stacking up. And I can do things on this format pane to make modifications to my chart. Maybe I'm turning the axis off or turning it on, et cetera. One of the things that we want to do here is I'd actually like to modify this visual so that I can control the size of my dots, give them a radius. And so I'd like to build that into the visual and surface a control here so users can go in and modify it. Now, I'm not going to have you watch me fumble through all this code, but rather I'm going to kind of cheat and show you a kind of a quick comparison of what changes in the visual I would make. As I mentioned, the heart and soul of this comes back to that capabilities file. So on the left-hand side is what my current visual does, which is not let me control the radius. The right-hand side are the changes I'll make to bring that radius in. And what it comes down to is essentially putting something in to capture that radius value so that I have it as a data option over in that pane on the Power BI side. And then in my actual source code, I now need to get smart about having variable sizes. So everywhere where I used to just assume my radius size was something set, like I think I used 5 here, I'm now going to swap this out for something variable that grabs that variable and recalculates the layout of my dots, et cetera, based on that numeric input that's getting fed in. So it's a few snippets of code. It's just very spread out. So I'm not, again, not going to have you watch me make all those changes. I'm instead going to cheat by just doing a copy and paste. But I'm going to bring this back up. So you can see on the left-hand side, I've got my command prompt. I'm going to come in here. Grab all of those changes I just stepped you through and copy and paste and drop them in to my folder. Now, when I say go ahead and replace those files, what you see on the left-hand side is my visual, the PBI tool, is actually just going to repackage it and reset up that server for me to use. So you see TypeScript change detected. It's going to rebuild. The rebuild's complete. And I'm going to get that host visual back up and supported. So when I'm back here, in my debug visual mode, if I refresh my connection, you'll see that I've now got a radius option that wasn't here before. And I can come in and do something like make it really big, like make it 15. And now I've got new fancy dots with a new property that I want to use. So this is all the debugging experience that's already existed in Power BI. And so now we're bringing all of this visual capability over to Excel. I'm going to show you exactly how I do this. Again, in the command prompt, I'll kill that server. And I'm going to go ahead and package this up. PBIVIG package. This is going to create, in my folder, a new folder, a new subfolder that you'll see pop up called dist, which is essentially a distribution file of what I've built. And that is going to be the whole, if we go into it, it's a PBIVIS package. This is actually what you would then import into Power BI as a visual if you're working in Power BI desktop. This is what you could distribute out to users. If you were a developer publishing out to the store, this is what actually gets stored out on the Microsoft CDN that people pull down when they now develop. What I'm going to do is now actually use this visual we just built in Power BI over into Excel. So, very handy. I've actually got some data well suited for a dot plot already ready, wouldn't you know? And I'm going to now sideload this same visual that we used in Excel. The first thing I actually have to do is my sideloading needs me to have that visual hosted somewhere. So I'm going to have a quick local server running so that I can pull in my visual. And I've got a manifest set up. Now, a manifest is what you need really for an Office add-in. And this is going to look, if you've built Office add-ins before, very similar to anything you might have used in Office. The add-in, most importantly, I mean, the manifest is really representing what's the key metadata about your add-in, and then where do I go to get it? So you see I've got up here my metadata. I'm just going to prove we're actually running in real time, I'll change it from saying I'm the developer to build 2018 being the owner of the file. And you can see everywhere I'm looking at our local host. This is just for me to sideload on my build, make sure I'm running in Excel before I push this visual package out. But you can see the localhost, dotplot, dist, pbi-viz. This is that file we just built. This is where my manifest is pointing. So if I come over into Excel and look into the My Add-ins, you'll see my shared folders got here, my dotplot with radius. You can see build 2018 is the developer here. This is exactly what we built, our dotplot from Power BI now working in Excel. But as I mentioned, we're trying to make this native to the Office chart builder experience. So I've got my data set up. The way a typical user would come in and say, I want to plot this data is I want to go to recommended charts. So I see now I've got recommended charts, I've got all charts, and now I've got this custom visuals tab. And this is representing any of those visuals that I've already gone out and pulled down from the store as an end user. It's also representing anything an administrator might have pushed down to me. And as you can see, I've got my dot plot here because this is representing any visual that I've sideloaded as well. This is effectively any custom visual that I've got set up is now pulled into my chart experience. If I wasn't satisfied with any of these, I'd come out here, more custom visuals, and I'd get sent over to the store, and not just any old Office store, I'd be sent to the visual catalog so I could pull in visuals, be in the context of what I'm trying to do, which is build a chart. But I've got the chart I want. It's that dot plot radius. And you see we've even got a dedicated button for our custom visuals so we can pull them in directly. Now it's going to pull up, and this requires a resize. Is that visual we just built? We shrink it down a little bit so it's a little easier to see next to our data. And what's more, if I come in, you can see this is that native UI we're talking about. You can see it parallels what I had available in Power BI in that I have field wells where I can pull my data into. I could make changes. I could potentially delete things. If I wanted to, again, because this is a worksheet, I could potentially change what set of data I'm trying to pull in. But most importantly, I've got my format properties. And as you can see now, even here, I've got that radius I built. So I could come in and make it a 10. And now I have nice big dots available. But this is, again, truly an Excel chart, right? It's tied to my worksheet. If I wanted to come in and change Singapore and have it shoot up, you see that right bar shoot up. If I wanted to make this entirely formula-driven, I could say everything's a value between 1 and 10. And I could have this randomly generating, and my visuals responding, because this is effectively a chart in Excel just connected to my data. But never as a developer did I have to think about Excel or think about connecting to worksheet data. It just works for me. And that's the experience we're here trying to light up, is bringing all of this goodness of Power BI custom visuals into the key workbook Excel analyst scenario where they can build visualizations custom or native side by side without any changes to how they do their work. So again, custom visuals in Excel. You can expand your audience. Besides having Power BI users, you have the huge set of Excel users. It's got that intuitive UI experience for connecting and having users understand, and the visual developer doesn't have to worry about building that UI. You saw that tailored store experience in the point where I'm inserting a chart. I can go out and look for more charts. And it's enterprise ready. You can push it out as an administrator to your users and have it just fall into their charting experience. So that's custom visuals in Excel. Very excited to announce it. We really encourage you to learn more. You can visit this site or grab that QR code. That's the sign-up sheet. We've announced it now. We'll be very shortly rolling it out. As soon as it's available, we'll ping anyone who's joined that alias to come, or who's joined that sign-up sheet to access custom visuals and start building. You'll have all the great Power BI content available, as well as the additional information you need for pushing it over into Office. Down there at the bottom, again, most of these sessions have already passed. We're at the last one there, Tuesday at 4:30. But I encourage you to go out and see some of the recordings that have already happened on these if you want to learn more, including the workshop there gives you information. If you want to have a hands-on lab, you can remote into a machine, build a Power BI visual from scratch. And just down over the ways a little bit, there's the Office add-ins booth. You can come. We've got a machine set up. You can actually play with some of those visuals and interact with it and see how it's working. So thank you guys very much.